As we continue our study in the book of Genesis, we're still in this 43rd chapter, ready to begin at the 29th verse. The setting here is that the brothers of Joseph have all come back to Egypt now for the second time to buy grain. This time, though, Joseph has them brought to his home, has a feast prepared for them. They're going to be the honored guests, and they don't realize this at first. And they're in the house. Joseph returns among them now. They still don't know who he is. He has not revealed to them that he's their brother. And he begins asking them about the father. How is the father alive, and is he well? And they say that he is. And in verse 28, they answered and said, "Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He's yet alive." And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. Verse 29, "And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, Is this your younger brother, of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son." So now when Joseph turns and sees Benjamin, his own brother, the only other son of his mother, he is truly blood brother in every way to Joseph. He's hardly able to contain himself any longer. He managed to inquire formally about whether this was indeed the younger brother of whom the men had spoken. And without really waiting for a reply, he says, God be gracious unto thee, my son. It was a part of his disguise that he appeared to be much older than Benjamin. Indeed, he was quite a bit older, though he wasn't old enough to be his father. But he is now, for the first time in all these years, encountering this brother of his, Benjamin, his own flesh and blood, actually. And verses 30 through 31 say, "And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, Set on bread." So when he had made this encounter with Benjamin, he couldn't hide his emotions any longer. He left quickly from this room and to another room before they could see him weeping. And the tears did flow so copiously, tears of happiness and tears of emotion, that he had to wash his face before he could re-enter the room. He was finally able to regain his composure and keep his feelings under control, and he gave instructions to begin the meal. Verse 32, "And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for this is an abomination unto the Egyptians." So the ancient historical writers have commented on this practice of the Egyptians, where they would not eat with certain foreigners. They had segregation practices, and so three separate tables had to be set, one for the Hebrews, one for the Egyptian, and one for Joseph himself. The last table was because of his high position. The Egyptians especially disliked the very thought of eating at the same table with Hebrews. They were of a different race, a different language, a different religion. And of course the Hebrews knew that Joseph was a Hebrew and that he worshipped the Hebrews' God. This had been clearly made known by Joseph when he first met Pharaoh and was appointed to his position. Nevertheless, as far as social customs were concerned, he now had an Egyptian name, an Egyptian wife, and in general lived in the manner of the Egyptian rulers. He therefore could not eat directly with his brothers without giving undue offense to the Egyptian guests who were present. Verse 33, "And they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one at another." After they were assigned to the seats at the table, the 11 brothers noted a very unusual thing. They had been seated in the order of age from the eldest to the youngest. If this were a mere coincidence, it was indeed a marvelous thing. As you multiply the numbers together from 1 to 11, there are no less than 39,917,000 different orders in which the 11 individuals could have been seated. So for the servants to select the one correct order by chance was almost impossible. The odds would be 40 million to 1 against it. Evidently, this man knew a great deal more about this family than they had realized, or else he had some kind of supernatural power. They really had no answer for this, and it made them wonder about it. Verse 34, "And he took and sent messes unto them from before him, but Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. So the waiters, ordered by Job to do so, of course, did another strange thing. They gave Benjamin 5 times as much as they gave the other men. This does not really refer necessarily to the whole meal, but it's rather to the portion that was sent from the head table as a gift of honor. So Joseph deliberately honored Benjamin 5 times as much as the others. The reason for this was not simply to endear himself to Benjamin, but it was more likely to determine whether the other brothers would show any kind of resentment towards Benjamin as they had toward Joseph. Apparently, it didn't seem to bother them, and this was another good sign to Joseph. So they all ate and drank merrily together throughout the meal, with no suggestion of any jealousy or other unpleasantness, and Joseph must have been satisfied with their attitudes up to this point. So we bring the 43rd chapter of Genesis to a close. We're now ready to begin the 44th chapter.